Media Partners Helping Farmers. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, UT Extension has a message to get to the people of Tennessee, and in many counties statewide, the organization partners with local media to do just that. Chuck Denny has more.
It's a tradition that dates back many years, but its purpose is just as vital today as it was in the past. Many local newspapers in Tennessee still run an agricultural page at least one day a week. This page contains everything from growing tips for farmers to gardening information for homeowners to the latest news from the 4-H Club. The Paris Intelligencer in West Tennessee has such a page. Publisher Bill Williams says it's a section of the paper that's important to the community.
Well, as long as I can remember, and I've been around an awful long time, we have had a weekly page devoted to agriculture, which devotes a high percentage of its content to the material that the Extension Service provides for us.
Henry County Extension Director Ken Goddard says he's grateful for the opportunity the Intelligencer gives them. UT Extension has information it needs to get to the people, and the paper is the way to do it.
And they provide an avenue for announcements, for recognition, research information. They publish tables. They publish news articles and so forth pertaining to agriculture. They are very receptive to our extension research information, and we use that to get the word out to our farmers. When there's new varieties, when there are new herbicides, when there are weed problems, when there are disease problems.
Goddard says the Paris paper was especially helpful to his office in getting information about soybean rust out to farmers in the past year. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
And hopefully this ag information will continue in local papers. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.